kit. She's known to one and all as a sexy chanteuse, her feline features just made to be wreathed in diamonds and furs.
Je cherche un homme, un homme, un homme.
Eartha Kitt got her start singing in the cabarets of Paris in the 1940s and later became known to a younger generation for her turn on TV's Batman as Catwoman. To herself, though, she's just plain Eartha Mae. Born in the South, the unwanted child of a white father and a black mother who abandoned her. In our year-end series, The Long View, talking to people of long experience, we turn to Eartha Kitt. It may be a surprise to her fans that she considers herself, as she puts it, a dirt person, someone who back in the 1960s kept chickens on the grounds of her mansion.
I had almost 3 acres of land in Beverly Hills, and I had a big atrium of chickens. Because I love that feeling of being in the country and living from the soil. I always have felt like that, and I had my own garden that grew everything that would grow there. And everybody told me that I was the original Beverly Hillbilly, which I think was wonderful, because I never have been fond of going out, because I don't like dressing up unless you're going to put me into Eartha Kitt paraphernalia and put me on the stage, and that's where I feel okay, I'm on duty now, and that's it. So I separate myself between Eartha Mae and Eartha Kitt.
Funny though, Eartha Kitt paraphernalia, it's an interesting way of saying it, that you're on duty when you're Eartha Kitt, but that's how you feel.
Yeah, because I love being on duty when I'm called to, but not necessarily, and that's one of the reasons why I don't go out.
Being on duty as being Eartha Kitt means you would be not just beautiful, but also sensual and a little bit wicked. And and I think this goes back to a persona that you created very early on. There's a song that you recorded in 1953 that I'd love to play just for a moment. It's called I Want to Be Evil.
Oh. Okay.
Prim and proper, the girl who's never been cased. Well, I'm tired of being pure and not chaste. Like something that seeks its level, I wanna go to the devil, wanna be evil.
When I listen to it now, even as you're playing it, it's that little girl who had the desire to be wicked and kicking up her heels and saying, I want this, I want this. But she wanted to earn it.
Take us back then to the beginning. You were born in South Carolina.
Yes.
Really in a world where black people pick cotton.
Yes, which is what I did. The moment you learn how to walk, you start working.
All right. And how did it happen that your mother gave you up?
I don't even know if she was my mother or not, but at any rate, because she was having problems getting someplace for us to stay. She had another little girl. I remember that little girl was always in her arms. She was able to walk yet. When my first scene in life was us walking down a road trying to find some place to stay, because every time she knocked on a door to ask if she could stay there, I would always hear a great big voice that said, no, I don't want that yellow gal in my house, when they saw what color I am. So I was always hiding behind her until we were finally accepted in a little cottage in the middle of a cotton field somewhere.
And I mean, there will be people who won't understand why being fair-skinned, what's wrong with that? What did that say about you, a little girl who in every respect was innocent?
Well, I think at that time, and there's still a kind of connotation behind that, if you are a yellow gal and you're illegitimate, particularly you have 2 strikes against you, you don't know who your parents are, so you become the maid in that house. Hmm. And that was my position.
A little girl maid.
Yeah, you talk about, I always thought of myself as a sepia Cinderella, and look, I'm still looking for my prince. But the prince turned out to be me, because I had to work for everything I've gotten.
my prince will come.
Which I also think is terribly funny. Because every time I sing Santa Baby, I laugh more at myself when I'm singing that song because I know what I've gone through. And the song says, Santa Baby, slip a sable under the tree. But all the men who have done that with me and never stayed with me. So I realize everything that I want in life, I have to pay for myself. And I really love that because then nobody owns me but me and my public, of course.
Just getting back momentarily, you ended up with an aunt in Harlem being accepted to the High School of the Performing Arts.
Mm-hmm. And I remember when I was asked as a joke, I took it as a joke, to have an audition with the Katharine Dunham Ballet Company, but I didn't really believe I would get into it, but I had to go take the chance.
Well, the Katharine Dunham Company took you to Europe, to, yes. to France and to yes. other places, way far away from that little house in South Carolina.
Yeah.
There is a song that you recorded a little bit after this period of time, but it's I think it'd be nice to play right now. C'est si bon.
C'est si bon de partir n'importe où. Bras dessus, bras dessous, en chantant des chansons. C'est si bon de se dire des mots doux.
That's Eartha Mae becoming Eartha Kitt, still trying out her wings.
At 80, going on in a few weeks, 81. And after 65 years in show business.
Yes, I've been in the business for something like 65 years.
If I may say so, and as everyone knows, you're still sizzling.
Oh, yes. And still kicking up the legs. And thank goodness that I go to the gym and I try to keep myself physically fit because I want to remain as strong as I possibly can be and keep working.
We have time for one more song of yours. What would you have us play?
As I always end my shows with that one song, I think it says it all, and I think my audience understands. Here's to life, here's to love, and here's to you.
Oh, that's a lovely sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for sharing this with us.
All right, Renee, thank you very much. It was a lot of fun.
The ever fabulous Eartha Mae Kitt.
And all that's good, get better. Here's to life, here's to love, and here's to you.